from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hunter Norzad coming around here. He's going to put on a headset momentarily and join us as we talk to a different Chiefs player after practice. And this is the final practice before they head out to Jacksonville. And then we're up here just for two more as we're getting towards the tail end of training camp. And all our Chiefs player interviews here on 610 Sports Radio are brought to you by the St. Joseph Convention and Visitors Bureau. Plan your trip today. And we'll get to know Hunter a little bit, as we have obviously not had a chance to have you on the show before. Training camp, first go for you. Just how things going, man?
They're going well. It's definitely an intense experience, as y'all can probably see. But I'm really enjoying myself. It's been really great to, you know, connect with the guys, learn the playbook, you know, get to compete at a really high level with some of the best defenders in the league. So it's been really fun.
People always compare, like, NFL camp to NFL camp. How's this compared to just, like, college practice? Because they always say it's hard. Andy runs a hard training camp.
Yeah, I think that that's an interesting question. I don't know how to answer.
They're not the same. I understand.
Very different. Obviously, there's more time restrictions in the NFL, so college practice may seem longer. But when we're talking about intensity and intent and competition, I don't think there's really a lot to compare to what's going on here. And obviously, I can't compare, you know, my experience here to other NFL teams. So,
teammate-wise, who have you kind of leaned on a little bit, whether it's on the field stuff, right, in the trenches, or just, hey, getting used to being a professional athlete and hanging out a little bit? Who do
Find
you kind of maybe, yeah, who have you become friends with, basically?
I gotta be honest with you, it's really the entire offensive line room.
Okay.
That group of guys is really great. I've talked about them before. They've been extremely supportive. You know, they're very welcoming to not just me, but all the rookies. Any questions, they're happy to answer them, whether it's about, you know, stuff off the field, lifestyle stuff, stuff on the field, you know, assignments and stuff like that. And so, really, just the entire offensive line room, you know, we eat lunch, we eat meals together, and it's been really great.
So, we saw when you walked into camp, I think it made a lot of big things, because you brought Lego with you, like a flower, but made of Lego. Why in particular that? Why not just build a new one up here? Why? What made you decide to bring that up with you?
Yeah, there's no time to build a new one.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
I was about to say, you wouldn't have enough time to finish it.
I thought about it. I did think about bringing just an unfinished Lego set and trying to build it, but I got my focus on other things right now. And so I just want a little piece of home with me. I wasn't going to bring a
real flower to keep track of.
Well, yeah, real flower. I got to water it. You know, I don't have any sunlight in my room, so. But no, just to bring a little piece of some from home with me to camp, just try to stay centered as much as possible.
Is it so far? I mean, you get drafted by the Chiefs and you come from college, so you haven't. I mean, through practice, you're living in a dorm just like you were, although you maybe had a house in college or whatever. I don't know your final year, but just does that part of it? Just you feel like you're just back at college so far, like the first 3 weeks here? Or?
Nah, I feel like I'm at work. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I think it's a job now. Yeah, I mean, it's the best job in the world. But, you know, I think it's – I'm very intentional with my days and what I do on a day-to-day, hourly basis. And so it doesn't really feel like I'm in college. I feel like I'm just maybe on – I'm sure what's something I can compare it to? Maybe like a work retreat, like an onboarding work retreat, something like that. You know, that's how it feels.
Okay. I mean, the way you're describing it is when they like go on a – they go and do trust falls and stuff. You got to really figure out whether or not to figure each other out.
Something
right?
like that.
When you – so, you know, people don't know you much yet. And like the Lego stuff and all that, we've heard other guys getting together to play like Settlers of Catan. What does your free time look like, right? What does a traditional off season look like for you? We understand football takes up a lot of this time now, but what kind of things are you into?
What I really want to get into is working on cars.
Clyde's good for that, by the way.
Yeah, for sure. And so I think that, you know, I have my childhood car that I had for a very long time. So I think that's going to be my big non-football focus. Is trying to learn how to work on cars, modify it, clean it up, stuff like that. And obviously, we can't forget about the Legos. I'm probably going to get the Lego Titanic, Lego Eiffel Tower, something big. The Eiffel Tower is like 5 feet tall, so that'll take me a while. But Lego sets and building.
Okay, so this is a lifetime thing for you then, right? Because you're an engineering student. You went to Penn, like you're. This is how your brain works,
yeah,
right?
This is how I'm built. This isn't a phase. I think
yeah.
this is just
you're
this
locked
is
in
my genetics now. I don't think there's any more avoiding it as I get older.
What's the childhood car then?
It's a 2008 4Runner.
So that's okay.
So I had that for like 8 years.
You're still driving it?
No.
Okay. You upgraded.
It completely broke down
okay.
on me.
I didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
It gave up?
Yep. So my goal is to bring it back to life.
Okay. So you have the car still.
Yeah, I still.
And your hope is like
car.
I'm going to. You'll learn to fix it by fixing your childhood. Car.
Exactly.
Okay, that's a really good approach to do it. What went wrong? Like break an engine or
no,
like how deep in are you?
No, I'm not that deep in. The coilovers in the front completely shot. It was a pretty old lifted suspension system, so
okay.
It was under a lot of stress anyways. I drove it in upstate New York and central Pennsylvania for 6 years, and the solid just got to it, popped off. It was unfit to drive to Kansas City from Pennsylvania.
According to the state or according to you?
According to probably the state as well as a few car shops around town.
We've got Hunter Norzad, Chiefs rookie lineman, joining us. I say rookie lineman because you're playing us in different spots. I think that was one thing around the draft discussed. You know, you played guard, but you could also play center. Just what have you been focused on so far at camp here?
I'm really just focused on doing whatever they want me to do, whether that's left guard, right guard, center. And, you know, learning the intricacies between the two positions and how things change. And really just trying to take what Coach Heck is telling us when it comes to techniques and stuff like that and try to apply them on the field.
He said everyone has great things to say about Coach Heck. What has that coaching relationship been like? How good has he been for you?
I think he's incredible. He's an extremely supportive coach. Obviously, he has experience not only as a coach but as a player in the NFL. And so I think he really understands what it's like to be an NFL offensive lineman, and that comes through a lot when he's talking to us and telling us, you know, change up stuff or telling us, you know, what do we need to fix? We're watching film, we mess up, how he kind of approaches that conversation.
I know it will be a preseason game. I know you've been at camp. But on Saturday, when you actually get to play in a game, will that feel different, being like I'm in an NFL game?
I think so. I think probably leading up to the game is going to feel different. Once that ball snaps, it's just football. You know, football is football, whether I'm in Jacksonville or Kansas City or Pennsylvania or something like that. And so once that ball snaps, you know, it's time to go to work and it's time to play.
It may sound kind of weird because, look, you're drafted, so you obviously know you belong in that realm, right, coming out of college and your talent. But is there a point where maybe out there at practice or maybe it'll come Saturday where you feel even more comfortable or you feel even more like you belong at that point? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's a really good observation. I think probably on Saturday that's going to click. I don't think that I've really felt like I don't belong here, but I think being able to play in an NFL preseason game is really going to, it's all going to culminate together and it's going to come together.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate it. We'll give you time for Lego. And look,
what, he said he's not building them up here, though.
I think he should.
He says it's already good to go. I don't have the patience for it, so props to you. Again, you're engineering. We already know you're 1,000 times smarter than both of us here. Yeah. So,
you're definitely smarter than me. It's fine. I'd like to pretend that it's not the case, but it is. I'm just a sports.
Were you trying for a second to? Were you trying to claim that you were anywhere near the same?
No, I was never going to claim that. I was interested in engineering, for what it's worth. I was accepted to pre-engineering, but I didn't. I was never going to make it. I'd have flunked. Wouldn't have worked out. Congrats on you for making it, though.
Thanks,
and good luck. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Appreciate you.
There
guys.
You go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.